This is VOA News. I'm Christina Menenti. Attacks on Hezbollah's communication devices in Lebanon have turned the spotlight on Israel's secretive unit 8200, the Israel Defense Forces intelligence unit, which a Western security source said was involved. Reuters' Gabe Singer reports.
Widespread attacks on Hezbollah communication devices in Lebanon this week have turned the spotlight on Israel's secretive unit 8200. On Tuesday, Hezbollah pagers detonated across the country simultaneously when a coded message was sent to them. The next day, handheld radios used by the armed group exploded in Beirut's suburbs and the Bekaa Valley. The combined attacks killed at least 37 people and wounded over 3,000 more. Although Israel has so far remained silent on the surprising attacks, security sources told Reuters they were likely carried out by its Mossad spy agency.
Gabe Singer from Reuters. Israeli public broadcaster Khan said on Friday around 150 rockets were fired from Lebanon across the border. Mexican President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador blamed the United States in part on Thursday for the surge in cartel violence. VOA's Tommy McNeil explains.
Two warring factions of the Sinaloa cartel have clashed in the state capital of Culiacan in what appears to be a fight for power since two of its leaders were arrested in the United States in late July. Teams of gunmen have shot at each other and the security forces. Meanwhile, bodies continue to pop up around the city. On one busy street corner, cars drove by pools of the blood leading to a body in a car mechanic shop, while heavily armed police in black masks loaded up another body stretched out on a side street of the Sinaloan city. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
This is VOA News.
Russia's relentless attacks mean further support is necessary. And this is why I am happy to announce that today the Commission has adopted proposals that will enable the European Union to lend 35 billion euros from the G7 pledge.
EU Commission President Ursula von der Leyen announced a loan for Ukraine while on a visit to Kyiv and part of a wider plan among G7 nations to raise funds using proceeds from Russian assets frozen to sanction the country for invading its neighbor. She is in Ukraine focused on helping the country to repair and reconnect its war-damaged electricity grid as winter approaches. Early voting has begun in some states ahead of the U.S. election in November. AP correspondent Donna Water has more.
Today is the beginning of in-person voting for the 2024 U.S. presidential election in Virginia, South Dakota, and Minnesota. About a dozen states will have had early in-person voting by mid-October. Minnesota Secretary of State Steve Simon says he wants to see high turnout and low drama, but he warns voters that post office delays this election season could mean some votes not being counted.
In Minnesota and many other states, there's a clear deadline, and the difference of even one day delay can mean the difference between a vote counting and not counting.
It's a little more than 6 weeks before Election Day on November 5th, and across the country, local election directors are beefing up their security to keep their workers and polling places safe. I'm Donna Water.
Japan's ruling party will hold a leadership vote next week to choose the country's next prime minister. VOA's Bill Gallo reports from Tokyo.
A record 9 candidates are vying to lead Japan's Liberal Democratic Party. They're also competing to restore public trust in the government. The winner will succeed Prime Minister Fumio Kishida. He's stepping down amid a struggling economy and political scandals that have rocked the LDP. To rebuild confidence, powerful party factions were dissolved, effectively swinging the race wide open. Among the top contenders are Shinjiro Koizumi, the son of a former prime minister, and veteran former defense minister Shigeru Ueshiba. However, there is no clear frontrunner in this internal party vote. Whoever wins must deal with inflation, which has driven up consumer prices. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Tokyo.
Militants opened fire on a security post in northwest Pakistan late on Thursday, killing at least 6 personnel, the military said in a statement on Friday. The attack was claimed by the Tehrik-e-Taliban, Pakistan Islamist militant group, and was one of 2 fierce encounters along the border with Afghanistan between Thursday and Friday. I'm Christina Menenti, VOA News.